My guest proves when we have pro-abortion rallies or acts against Israel to the day or several days later, the United States has earthquakes, stock market declines, and other disasters. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, and many people recognize that when gross sin occurs, there is a price to pay. But we think it's mañana, it's many years thereafter. However, have you noticed that time seems to be compressed? Have you noticed how quickly the months just disappear and the years just disappear? It's faster than ever before. It's not because you're getting older. It's because time is supernaturally being compressed. And my guest proves that when there are homosexual rallies, when there are pro-abortion activities, when a country goes against Israel, even the same day, there are tremendous acts of violence. It's almost like a warning from God. When did this first occur to you, John McTernan?
Sid, it goes back to 1987. In October of 1987, there was a huge, up to that time, I think it was the largest homosexual gathering in the history of, well, our nation and maybe the Western world. And there was up to about 500,000 homosexuals gathered in Washington. Well, immediately after that, I mean, not a week later and not a month later, but the following week, the stock market took a very big decline, followed by the following Monday, the 508-point crash of 1987. So the 6 business days following that huge rally, the stock market declined a third.
But how did you correlate the two?
Well, that was interesting, Sid. I was watching the event on TV, on the news, and I had no idea that this rally was taking place in Washington. Kind of disturbed me. I heard things like, I'm gay and I'm proud, and on the news. And I actually got up and turned the set off and walked away and just forgot about it. And then a week later, I was watching the news again on the evening of that big crash. Do you remember the big crash, Sid? 1987?
Vaguely, yes.
Okay. And the newscaster, his voice was quivering, and actually his lip was shaking, asking, is this going to be the start of the next Great Depression? And while I was watching TV, in my mind, my mind's eye, I went back to the TV news that I had watched a week before about the homosexual rally, and God put it together in my mind and said to me that I didn't fear him, because if I had feared him, I would have interceded and prayed at that rally, and that the nation was naked and open to him in judgment.
It's almost like God was saying to you that there was a numbness within you.
Yes.
That wasn't right.
That's I didn't think of it like that, but that's right, Sid. I was numb to it, and I didn't understand. I didn't really fear him, although I thought I did. And the fear of God isn't that we shake in his presence. It's that we fear sin, because he does judge sin.
Tell me about some of the things that you have observed where there is a sin in one of these three areas and then the judgment that occurs.
I think, Sid, the centerpiece of the book, God's Final Warning to America, mm-hmm. is June 28th, 1992, which was Gay Pride Day. Gay Pride Day is the last Sunday of the month of June. And in 1992, on that day, was what's known as the Landers Quake. And actually, the newspapers from Los Angeles, if you read them that day, say that the marchers had to brave earthquakes to attend Gay Pride Day. Now, the Landers Quake was the fourth greatest quake, I have to say, last century. I almost forgot the century we're in now. We're in a new century. And it was so powerful that it set off earthquakes 800 miles away in Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. It set off like 14, 15 quakes out west, and it was 7.6 on the Richter scale. And it was the first time ever that the scientists, the seismologists studying earthquakes, ever could prove that an earthquake triggered other earthquakes 800 miles away. So literally, on the morning of Gay Pride Day, June 28, 1992, the west coast of the United States was ringing like a bell from earthquakes being set off all over.
But John, how do you know, and I have to ask you this, how do you know that's just not a colossal coincidence?
Well, that's a fair question. And that isn't the only example in the book. There are, in fact, every earthquake that has hit, I don't count Alaska, I go main United States, 6.0 or greater, of course 6.0 was a powerful earthquake, since the San Francisco earthquake of 1989. Do you remember during the World Series?
I was watching television, and that was a scary moment. In the World Series, baseball series, the earthquake hit.
Well, every earthquake 6.0 or greater since then has been on one of these events. It's been on a homosexual event, an abortion event, or we have touched the nation of Israel, trying to force the nation of Israel to give away the covenant land. Every one. So when you look at scriptures, see, the foundation for the book is the scriptures. In the scriptures, God says that he will destroy nations that do these things, that practice open and bold homosexuality, that kill the nations that kill their children, and touching his covenant with Israel. The prophet Joel is very clear on that in chapter 3. So the very things that the Word of God says that God will judge nations for, we see judgment happening to America on those very days.
Well, why do you think these judgments are so fast and so rapid? I mean, you would think it would happen 20 years after the event. I mean, eventually there'll be a catching up, or after someone dies. But why are they so rapid? What do you feel?
I believe they're warnings, Sid. They're warnings that we can put it together and see the event. For example, touching Israel, and hopefully if we have time, we'll get into a couple of these examples. And that very day, a disaster happening, we see the authority of God's Word, that his word is real. And when he says something, he means it. And we're seeing the literal authority of God's word taking place right before our very eyes.
You know, one time, two times, three times, 10 times, 20 times, and then you get the feeling, this is not a colossal coincidence. God is really in this thing. We'll be right back after this word. Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I'm here with John McTernan, and he's done research that is absolutely phenomenal. He has found that when a nation like the United States of America is involved with such things as pro-homosexuality, with such things as pro-abortion, with such things as anti-Israel stances, either the same day or a few days thereafter, there appears to be horrible judgments, such as the stock market going way down, or hurricanes, or tornadoes. And if it happened one time, or two, or five, or 10, it still could be construed in this world we live in, so complex, as a coincidence. But in John McTernan's book, he documents one after another, after another, after another, after another. Tell us a few, John.
Well, Sid, we can go back to 1989 and the World Series game in San Francisco. And 2 days before the World Series game, there was the largest pro-abortion rally in the history of California. It took place in San Francisco, and the center of the march was City Hall on Market Street. And 2 days later, that earthquake hit San Francisco. It was the fifth most powerful earthquake last century. So here you have, and how many earthquakes do we have 7.0 or greater hit the United States? They're very rare.
And the whole world just happened to be watching.
The whole world just happened to watch
it. Because it was a World Series baseball game.
Right. And how many times does California have these huge pro-abortion rallies? They don't have them that often. So you put the two together, and it's, you know, is it a coincidence? No, I believe it was God's warning. But here's the interesting thing, Sid. City Hall was damaged during this earthquake. And you remember I said it was the center of the pro-abortion rally?
Yes.
The people came running and screaming out of City Hall, thinking it was going to collapse. It cost the city of San Francisco like $200 million to rebuild City Hall to make it earthquake-proof.
Tell me a few others.
Well, Sid, we had the big fires in Florida.
I remember.
Remember that?
Sure.
I have documented in my book that the Christians had gone to City Hall in Orlando because they were flying the homosexual flag at that time in honor of Gay Pride Month. And the homosexual flag is the rainbow flag. They had asked City Hall to take it down. And also they were praying and interceding at Disney World because it was gay days there. At the exact time that ended, within a half hour, the big fires broke out all over Florida. They burnt the entire month of June until the gay flag were taken down, and then the rains came and put out the fires.
You know, you go over and over, they're just too close for comfort. Any reasonable person says there's something supernatural involved in this. But many people that are watching us right now, they say, well, I understand about the homosexuality. I understand about the abortion. But why Israel? Why not any nation that's attacked?
Oh, well, see, that's a very good question, Sid. God has a covenant with the Jewish people, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that covenant is over the land. And when we look in the book of Genesis, God calls it an everlasting covenant. It's God gave that land. I heard someone said to me once, is God in the real estate business? And I said, when it comes to Israel, he is, because he didn't promise America to the Americans or England to the British. He did, and he has a reason for giving the land to Israel. One of the reasons that comes to my mind is he wanted a nation and a people that the Lord could come, that the Messiah could come to.
Former President George Bush was having a meeting about Israel giving up the land. Tell me about that.
Sid, the Madrid peace process started on October 31st, 1991 in Madrid, Spain.
And this was to have peace for Israel to give up land?
That's a code word. The Madrid peace process and all, it's a code word for Israel to give away covenant land that God has made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The very day that President Bush opened that meeting in Madrid, Spain, literally, I'm going to use the word freak storm, developed in the North Atlantic. The weather patterns in the United States go from west to east. They don't go from east to west. This storm came, it was in off the coast of Nova Scotia, it developed. It came from east to west. And do you remember last summer, there was the movie and the book out, The Perfect Storm? That was this storm. It was the most ferocious storm that they've ever recorded. The waves were over 100 feet high. It came 1,000 miles the wrong way, and literally, the ocean rose up in front of President Bush Sr. It's hard to say now. His home in Kennebunkport, Maine, 30-foot waves smashed against his home. Almost at the time, he's initiating the Madrid peace process for this plan to take the land away from Israel. So his own home is being destroyed while he is touching the apple of God's eye and the covenant with Abraham.
That's a little too close to home for comfort. I mean, actually, I was reading in his book, it was the day after former President Bush addressed that peace conference, the day after his home gets, what happened? Was it destroyed?
No, it was heavily damaged. In fact, when he came back to the United States from the Madrid peace process, he had to go home. He had to go to his home in Kennebunkport, Maine, to assess the damage and to begin the repairs of it. 30-foot waves rose up off the coast of his home. His home borders on the ocean, and smashed against it. But that storm was bearing down at his home while he's initiating the Madrid peace process.
You think that's something? You should find out what happened to former President Clinton when he tried to get Israel to give up land. We'll be back right after this word. Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. And before we go to John McTernan, and he's going to tell what happened the exact moment that former President Clinton came down on Israel. I can't wait for you to hear this, but I want to go into the control room with Janie Duvall and discuss next week's guest. Next week's guest is Amnon Shor. And Amnon is an Israeli that had the most spectacular experience, encounter with the unmentionable word in Judaism. Janie?
Well, something supernatural was really trying to get Amnon's attention. One day he was driving a car, and you know about this. He was driving a car, and for 6 hours he didn't see the cars in front of him. He saw a vision like a movie screen in front of him of Mount Sinai, and something supernatural was really trying to get his attention, which was God. And then one day, just a few days after that, he heard an audible voice, and it was the audible voice of God telling him to read some prophecies in the Old Testament, in the Jewish scriptures, about the forbidden.
I just don't understand, Janie, how he could drive for, what did you say, 6 hours and not be able to see the road, but just see this particular supernatural vision that he had. I mean, you can't do that.
It really is supernatural. And the other thing is that he said it should have only taken him 2.5 hours to get home, but it took 6 hours. And then when he got home, in that vision, there was a bright light. And when he got home, his wife saw that he was totally sunburned, but he has dark skin and he doesn't get sunburned.
Very interesting. John McTernan, our viewers are on the edge of their seat. What did former President Clinton do that caused the judgment to come on him?
Well, Sid, he was a prime mover forcing Israel to give away the covenant land for, quote, peace. And we know what God's word says, that it will bring judgment upon it. And Sid, every time that Yasser Arafat would come to meet with President Clinton here in the United States, something disastrous would happen, including the Lewinsky scandal.
Explain that.
Yes, when the sex scandal broke with the former president, it broke literally at the time the president had just met with the former president of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. There was some downtime and he was waiting to meet with Yasser Arafat from the Palestinian Authority there. And during that time is when the Lewinsky scandal broke.
I mean, we could call that a coincidence, but let's talk about former President George Bush. And he had, after the Gulf War, one of the highest popularity ratings of any president in history, but he lost the election. Why did he lose?
I believe he lost, Sid, because he came against Israel. The Madrid peace process, and because of President Bush, if you can think back 10 years ago, there were numbers of resolutions in the United Nations against Israel, initiated by the United States and by President Bush. And President Bush's popularity in the United States just plummeted from the time he started the Madrid peace process until he was defeated in the election by former President Clinton.
Now, in your book, I just can't get over incident after incident. Would you read a few from your book?
Sid, what I did was I correlated all the times that Yasser Arafat came here starting in 1997 to meet with former President Clinton over Israel. And this was purely for the covenant land to be given away, including Jerusalem. And let me give you the correlations here now. March 2nd, 1997, Arafat meets with President Clinton in Washington, D.C. The same day, awesome tornado storms unleashed tremendous damage in Arkansas and flooding in Kentucky and Ohio. Arkansas and Kentucky declared disaster areas. Same day. January 21st, 1998. That's when I just explained to you about the sex scandal about former President Clinton broke. That very day, he was meeting with Arafat. September 27th, 1998, Arafat in meeting with President in Washington. Hurricane Georges hits Alabama and stalls. Hurricane stalls until Arafat leaves, and then the hurricane dissipated. Arafat was here for 3 days meeting with the president and going to the United Nations. And for those 3 days, the hurricane stalled in the Gulf Coast right off of the Alabama-Mississippi border, churning up those states, causing several billion dollars in damage. Arafat leaves and the hurricane dissipates. October 17th, 1998, Arafat comes to the Y Plantation meeting. Incredible rains fall on Texas, which caused record flooding. Parts of Texas declared disaster areas. There had been record drought in Texas till he came. Then these record rains came, and a good section of Texas was devastated, the worst flooding in history there. And see, again, a portion of the United States is declared a disaster area when Arafat comes. November 23rd, 1998, Arafat comes to America. He meets with President Clinton, who was raising funds for the Palestinian Authority. That same day, the stock market falls 216 points.
I have to ask you a question. When you see a national calamity, like a hurricane, an earthquake, the stock market just sinking, do you know that there is some sort of major sin in one of those three areas that's going on?
What's interesting, Sid, is usually you will hear it on the news. You will hear, for example, Yasser Arafat comes to the United States to meet with President Clinton, and the very next news story will be the stock market today fell unexpectedly 250 points.
Now, the name of your book is God's Final Warning
God's
to
Final
America.
Warning
what
to
do you
America.
Mean by that?
Well, I believe that God is warning us. These are not judgments to destroy us as a nation right now. These are warnings that we're on a collision course with God, and He wants us to turn. He wants the church to be awakened to what's going on, and for the church to intercede and pray and cry out to Him that the course of America will be changed.
If we don't turn, what will happen?
Sid, I believe in all my heart that God will take away the power of America, because we're primarily interfering with His prophetic plan for Israel. And God will not allow that. And if He has to remove us as a world power, or if He has to maybe break us up as a nation to go that far, He will do it.
Because Do you realize that the whole fate of the United States of America is contingent on our position towards the land of Israel? Because God says in Genesis 12:3, I, God, will bless those who bless the Jewish people, and I, God, will curse those who curse them. But I can tell you one thing. If you do not have intimacy with God, it doesn't matter if everything is prosperous. If you do not have intimacy with God, nothing matters. I mean, one day you're going to leave this earth suit. One day you're going to slip right out. Where are you going to go? If you don't know God in this life, what makes you so sure you'll know Him when you leave this life? The good news is you can know Him. The good news is if you tell God you're sorry for your sins, tell Him, and believe the blood of Jesus washed away your sins. Someone's neck was just healed in Jesus' name. Wash away your sins. Then you're clean. You're clean. And now say, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Come inside of me, Lord Jesus. Come in right now. Right now. And He will. This is it. This is the moment that'll make the difference in the rest of your life. Don't lose this moment.